Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Good day, and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. I'd like to begin today by reading a portion of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting at verse 21. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weak are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. For if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. I'd like to tell you a true story about Henry. Henry was a 9-year-old when he had an accident and fell off his bicycle and hit his head on the concrete pavement. He was unconscious for about 5 minutes, but when he awoke, he seemed to be fine. These things happen to 9-year-olds, so Henry and his family, they didn't really think about it much. But not long after the accident, Henry began to have epileptic seizures followed by blackouts. His family thought they might pass, but as he got older, they grew worse, and they became more frequent and severe. In adulthood, Henry could have up to 10 seizures followed by a blackout per week. What could be done for him? How could he be helped? When Henry was 27, he was referred to the director of a neurosurgical unit in a major medical center near him. Following many tests, it was discovered that the source of the seizures was to be found in a small organ in the brain called the hippocampus. This was the solution. Remove the root of the problem, and Henry would have relief and deliverance from his debilitating condition. So that's exactly what the doctors did, and the seizures were almost completely eliminated. But it came at a great cost. While Henry was delivered from his epileptic symptoms, he now had an even more debilitating problem. Henry had total anterior grade amnesia. This meant that he was unable to remember anything that happened from the time of his surgery onward. He could remember clearly and vividly everything that took place before his surgery, but he had absolutely no recollection of anything that followed it. He had to be continually reintroduced to his doctors because he couldn't remember who they were. And he would read and reread the same newspaper article. He was grief-stricken anew every time he heard about the death of a relative that had occurred after his surgery. He was confined to his home because no sooner would he leave the front door than he would forget where he was going. Now, in the text that I just read, St. Paul speaks of the members of the body of Christ, and he singles out not the seemingly important members, but those that seem to us to be unimportant, like the hippocampus. They may appear to be more trouble even than they are worth, but when the body does not have them, things go haywire. Remember that a couple of Jesus' disciples once got into a controversy concerning the question, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? They had their own short list. The big characters were the odds-on favorite. People like Abraham or Moses, David, Elijah, or John the Baptist. And maybe, just maybe, Jesus' disciples might sneak in with a chance. Place your bets now. But Jesus beckoned a little child into their midst, and he said, the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as this little one. Whoever humbles himself like this little child will be the greatest in the kingdom of God. Wow, the million to one outsider came through. An insignificant little child. Really, Lord? The hippocampus of the kingdom? Seemingly insignificant, but quietly doing his part. Our worth is not found in what we think about ourselves, or in what others think about us or our importance. No, it comes from what God thinks about us. And God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die for us, so that those who believe in him will have everlasting life. Now that is significant. That's you, because you are a redeemed member of the body of Christ, and to God, you are important. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us and placing us in the body of Christ. Lord, even though we may feel insignificant and unimportant, let us carry out our work for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.